not simply the vision, but the environment, not just the immediate environment, not simply where the prophet is, but even the historical environment that's taking place during the time that the prophet receives the vision or dream, that is also to be factored in to the correct understanding of the vision. And I would suggest here that one of the things in these chapters that is worthy of seeing is that Daniel, in this vision, is symbolizing God's people at the end of the world. Now, that you may be asking why or is this valid, but this is a very traditional understanding in Adventism. I'm sure that if you've been in Adventism very long, you have heard sermons or read books that will take you to Daniel chapter 1 and see the tests that Daniel and the three worthies had over the health message, and it will be applied to God's people at the end of the world, that if you are going to be among those that Daniel and the worthies symbolize, that the foundation of that experience that's symbolized by those four is an agreement to the health message, which we have in Adventism. Therefore, it is pretty standard understanding that Daniel and the three worthies in the book of Daniel symbolize God's people here at the end of the world, and certainly the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the fiery furnace represents God's people at the end of the world. Many, many times, Sister White uses the test of Nebuchadnezzar's image on the plains of Dura as symbolizing the Sunday law, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego therefore are representing God's people during the time period of the Sunday law. And therefore I would suggest to you that not simply are they symbolizing God's people, but they're symbolizing a special manifestation of God's people, which we as Seventh-day Adventists understand as the 144,000. So taking it up a notch, I would say that Daniel in chapter 1 is showing in his upholding the health message, he's showing that the right arm, the strength of his experience as one that symbolizes the 144,000 is the health message. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, once again showing the crisis that the 144,000